From Vermont Public, this is Brave Little State. I'm Michaela LaFrac. Despite what you might be thinking, this episode isn't about banjo or bluegrass or anything like that. It's actually about the phrase this tune is named after, Jeez'em Crow.
Jeez'em Crow.
Jeez'em Crow.
Oh, Jeez'em Crow.
That was very good exasperation.
Brave Little State is the show where you, the audience, ask questions about Vermont, and we try to find the answers. A number of you have asked questions over the years about the phrase Jeez'em Crow, including Sandra Bettis in Middlesex.
So I always thought Jeez'em Crow was just a nice way of saying Jesus Christ, you know, a lot less aggressive. And so I've said it all my life. But when my son moved out of state, when I went down to visit him, he said, Mom, did you realize Jeez'em Crow is just a Vermont saying?
Thus, her question.
Where did Jeez'em Crow come from, and is it just a Vermont saying?
Sandra's right about the basics. It's a way of saying Jesus Christ without saying, you know, Jesus Christ. There's a name for this.
Yeah, it's a minced oath.
This is from the public radio program Away With Words. They did a Jeez'em Crow segment back in 2015.
It's like Jeepers Creepers or yeah. Jiminy Cricket. Or
yeah, there are a lot of those,
exclamations
that start with that J sound.
There's an alternate spelling, which is, in my research, a little more common, J-E-S-U-M, but it's the same, and it's also from Vermont.
The hosts also note that Jeez'em Crow is used in Vermont and northern New York, but they don't say anything else about where the phrase came from. Now, according to the fine folks at the Oxford English Dictionary, the earliest time it was printed was in 1959 in the academic journal Vermont History. But usually, new words or phrases circulate for a while orally before they're ever set down in print. So I set off to do some research of my own. I decide to take a very scientific approach. My plan is to ask a bunch of older Vermonters about the even older Vermonters who taught them the phrase. I start with Banjo Dan, the man behind the music we heard at the beginning of this story.
Hello.
Hi, Dan. This is Michaela LaFrac. I was just wondering if you might have a couple minutes to chat with me about your Jeez'em Crow song.
Well, it's a banjo tune. It's not a song, so there's no lyrics.
Lesson one. Jeez'em Crow is a tune, people, not a song. After that gets cleared up, I ask him where he first heard the words Jeez'em Crow.
An old farmer up on the top of Rice Hill in Franklin, he was probably the first person I ever heard say Jeez'em Crow. I can't swear to that, but he may well have been. My guess is it's been around for quite a long time.
Probably true. But I'm hoping for more. Next, I call up Tom Slayton, former editor of Vermont Life magazine.
Where did it come from? Now, that's a darn good question. I just don't know. I think probably from our Puritan past.
He's nodding here to New Englanders' religious history. Maybe folks here are more likely to use a minced oath than take the Lord's name in vain. With that, it's on to the next older gent in my Rolodex, Tyrone Shaw of Bakersfield. He's a retired literature professor at Vermont State University.
By the jumping, bald-headed Jesus.
Turns out he really likes minced oaths.
I have never heard that.
You haven't?
No.
Or there's also crimo frickin'. I've experienced all of these.
I haven't heard them.
You never heard of crimo frickin'?
No.
But back to Jeez'em Crow, crimo frickin', I don't know. I just don't know.
Loves a minced oath, but doesn't know their history. The last leg on my tour is to see Bill Mayers in Burlington. He's a former journalist, teacher, and state rep.
Jeez'em Crow this or Jeez'em Crow that, it just spills off the mouth, you know, like the edges of Vesuvius, you know, it's a...
As for where it comes from, he doesn't know either. But he does point out one reason why he thinks it stayed mostly in Vermont.
Everybody kind of talked more or less the same language.
To tell us why, let's bring in academia.
The major geographic barriers, the mountains, the rivers, etc.
This is Danny Erker. He's a sociolinguist at Boston University. Danny studies how things like gender, class, race, and geography affect how we use language.
It's quite possible that those physical impediments plus whatever the social dynamics were worked together to transmit the phrase and then keep it where it is.
He says Vermont has lots of different types of barriers that would work to keep Jeezum Crow in state. And he says those barriers are more pronounced here than in other parts of New England. You might hear Jeezum Crow used in upstate New York or parts of New Hampshire or Maine, but for the most part, it's really stayed in Vermont.
People who study regional variation in American English, they actually tend to treat Vermont as kind of in New England linguistically, but still different than some of the more canonically New England locales.
You can learn more about that in Brave Little States episode about the Vermont accent. Danny also says it's not a coincidence that you're most likely to hear Jeezum Crow from an older male Vermonter than, say, a teen girl. That's a thing in sociolinguistics.
Older men, in particular, they tend to lag behind the most.
Interesting. So with this specific example, like with Jeezum Crow, it might not, like that older men are not the original users or popularizers of the phrase. They're the ones that are holding on to it.
Yeah, that their use of the form is not necessarily a hint at its origins, but rather an illustration of the resistance of that particular demographic to linguistic innovation.
That is, once older men grab on to a turn of phrase, they're very resistant to letting it go. There's even a name for these types of guys we're talking about. Norms. Non-mobile, older, rural males. Let's get back to Sandra's question about where the phrase came from. In all my reporting, the best theory I heard came not from a norm or an academic, but from a birder named Bridget Butler, known locally as the Bird Diva. Bridget and I are talking crows, and she tells me because Vermont is so far north, crows often do fill the skies.
Crows have this winter phenomenon of flocking together at night for safety. So during the darkest times of year, it seems like there probably are a lot more crows in Vermont.
And then she hits on her theory. Imagine you're a Vermont farmer standing in your field.
And you've just planted and you're like, damn, crows are back again, pulling all the seed out, right? Jeezum Crow, get out!
I have never thought of that. So it might not just be that Jeezum Crow is in itself a phrase, but somebody back in the day was yelling Jeezum to a crow.
Yeah. Right? Like I just spent all day today planting. You're going to get into my stuff. Yeah.
The antagonism is so real. You can even shoot crows during Vermont's two crow hunting seasons. Wherever it came from, the phrase Jeezum Crow sure did catch on. But then along came the internet. And people started talking the same. And anecdotally, at least, it seems like Jeezum Crow's usage is starting to drop. Danny Erker says this is happening more and more.
These specific, highly local ways of producing sounds and words are the linguistic equivalent of endangered species, right? The general state of regional varieties is precarious, is the headline.
That's right. Jeezum Crow is an endangered species. And it's up to us to save it.
Thanks to Sandra Bettis for the great question. If you have a question about life in Vermont, ask it at bravelittlestate.org. This episode was reported by Michaela Lefrak and produced by Angela Evansy, Sabine Pooks, Burgess Brown, and me, Josh Crane. Ty Gibbons composed our theme music, other music by Blue Dot Sessions, and Banjo Dan. Special thanks to Jim Stanford, Martha Barnett, Grant Barrett, and Mary Danko. Brave Little State is a production of Vermont Public and a proud member of the NPR Network.